Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Emma Hanratty joined me before, like not long ago, but to tell me about her plans to surprise her girlfriend and her friends on a surprise holiday. Now, I think this is a class idea for you and your mates to think about. So we decided we needed to find out when Emma went on the holiday. How did it all go? Did the surprise holiday actually work? Well, let's find out. Emma, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am very good. Now, when we spoke to you before, you were planning this trip and surprising your girlfriend and your friends. But it's very difficult to keep the surprise for as long as you kept the surprise. How long was it until they realised where they were actually going?
It was 5 months that we have had it organised, and they actually didn't find out until the plane landed.
No, hang on. Surely to God, they must have seen at the gate, they must have seen where they were going.
I got to the airport and I was thinking, you know, you'd be dying to know at that stage.
Yeah.
And no, they were like, let's see how long we can get. And I'm there rocking, going, oh my God, can I just let it out of the bag now?
So it wasn't that you were depriving them. They wanted it to remain a mystery for as long as possible.
For as long as possible. So I got them to the gate and my girlfriend took her glasses off so she couldn't see the sign.
Okay.
And the two girls turned their back. The lovely people at Ryanair actually let me check everyone in and board them on.
Oh, that's sad.
It's so lovely of them. And then they all took their headphones in and didn't listen to any of the announcements.
Of course, because the captain would say, oh, welcome to the flight to wherever.
Exactly.
Well, here's the thing. We're like the other people because you couldn't tell us because obviously they could have heard the last time we spoke. So put us and everyone out of their misery. Where did you bring everyone?
Well, I brought them all to Dubrovnik.
Brilliant. And how was it?
It was stunning. It was just such a lovely weekend. We had the best time.
Brilliant.
It was great.
And when they touched down, you all touched down in Dubrovnik, was it then when the announcement came over and said, welcome to Dubrovnik? Was that the first time? Oh, and what was their reaction?
They were kind of like, what? And they were like, wait, Dubrovnik? And I'm like, yeah, there's a lot of guests in around. They were kind of thinking maybe Spain, Italy. And as you come in over, come into Dubrovnik, you can kind of see the coastline.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of guests and I was thinking of where they were. But yeah, then it said Dubrovnik and everyone was just, buzzing. They were all like ready for it.
See, this is the thing. I think with our friends, like just doing something a little bit out of the ordinary makes so much memories. Like, you know, a bunch of my mates, we have an annual gig road trip now since a couple of years back, and we go somewhere in Europe, or maybe eventually we'll get braver than that and go somewhere else. But you know, three or four of us get together, we go to a gig. Now, we don't keep it a secret, but it's one of those things that when you do something slightly out of the ordinary with your good mates, it means so much.
It really does. Look, at the end of the day, all you're doing is making memories. So might as well just make the best ones. And like, it's memories to look back on and just know that you had a great time and someone who's really good at organising as well. So we've all decided to take turns next.
That was my next question was, is this going to happen again? And if so, who's in charge next?
Not me. Anyway, they can flip a coin. They can fight for the next one.
And will control freak Emma be okay to give away all that power? Oh.
100%. I'm happily going to pass the baton to whoever wants to take it.
Has anyone stepped up and said, okay, it'll be me, or are you still waiting on someone to be brave?
I'm kind of still waiting with two of our friends. We went to actually get married next year in Malaga, so I think that's kind of now taking place. So.
That makes sense. That'll be next year. But then we're looking at 2026 then at some point.
Probably, maybe late 25.
I think it's a great idea. I think people listening today like will absolutely be inspired by this and kind of go, no, hang on, I could grab my three best mates or four best mates or one best mate, whatever it is, and just, work the surprise for as long as you can, because that's what makes it fun.
It was so much fun. Honestly, getting to the airport, the excitement in the car, I just kind of felt like a kid again going on holidays. It was just so much fun, and just go for it. Like, if anyone has the chance or opportunity to go with your mate, like, someone take the reins and just say, look, I'll book it, and you aren't going to find out.
Love
it's
Emma.
Just something fun.
Yeah, absolutely love it. Well, look, I can't wait until the next time you're on and you tell me that you've been brought somewhere by surprise. So Emma, thank you so much for joining me today. Well done, and I'm glad you had a great holiday in Dubrovnik.
Thanks so much, Dave.
See you. Bye. There it goes, Emma. Now, that, I think, is a great shout. However, through most of that call, Emma was just not shaking her head going, No, no, you wouldn't like this.
Not in a million years. Oh God, the toss of a surprise holiday fills me with the worst dread.
Why? Why would you not like the idea of just the excitement of not knowing where you're going to end
the
up?
The terror of not. I hate not knowing anything. Okay. I'm not a surprise person. I really don't like surprises at the best of times. But like, I would know what to bring. I would know where we'd be eating every night. What things we'd be doing. Right. Does the hotel have a pool or a gym? Or is there anything I can do? Is there fun things to? Oh no, I'm a planner.
Could you? If there was a surprise holiday in your group of friends and you all agreed it was a good idea, could you be the surpriser?
Yes.
But not the surprisee.
Leave it at that. I don't know. The stress of being that person
yeah,
too.
That is a lot of stress.
Also, I'm a terrible planner. I'm a terrible planner and a terrible surprisee. So
it's not going to work out for you. Carla, am I right in thinking you tried this?
I did, yeah. About 2 years ago, I tried to surprise my girlfriend Claire with a trip away for her birthday.
Nice.
We're off to Copenhagen for a weekend.
And you weren't going to tell her?
Was not going to tell her. I had it booked in months in advance. Was not going to tell her. And about a week before we were going on the trip, I just told my mom. And I was like, oh, by the way, I'm taking Claire off to Copenhagen for her birthday. But it's a surprise, so don't tell her now. If you're going to text her now and tell her happy birthday or whatever. Mm. And she goes, what? You're not going to tell her? I said, no, it's a surprise.
It's a thing.
It's a surprise. No. You have to tell her. She won't know what to pack or anything.
That's it.
Yeah, so I panicked anyway, and I was like, oh, fine. So I told Claire, and obviously still a surprise because it was a week away.
Sure.
But then she was like, thank God you told me.
I was going to ask you what she thought.
Yeah, she was like, good idea telling me. Because I mean, I would have been glad of the surprise, but I want to know what to bring. I was going to tell you. You don't really bring anything.
I don't imagine, Eimear, that you are that high maintenance, or that Claire is that high maintenance, that you need to know exactly where you're going. Surely you could go, we're going to Europe, if you wanted to kind of.
But the difference between, I don't know, Copenhagen and Barcelona is a totally different level of clothing. It's a difference between
bring a jumper or don't bring a jumper.
Yeah, like, but you need to know, and especially if you only have your little 10k bag.
Okay. Would you trust, let's say it was your other half.
Yeah. Right?
Would you trust your boyfriend to pack your bag?
Jesus, no.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, you could have packed Claire's bag and had the right bits.
Yeah.
No, you have to have your packing list.
Packing list.
Okay, what I want to know this morning, everybody, is A, would you like this? Do you think this is a good idea, what Emma's done with her friends and gone to Dubrovnik and surprised all them? I think it's class, but what do you think? I do love this comment, though, which is one of my favourite ones, which is from Carol in Limerick, and says, Dave, anytime we go anywhere, it's a surprise trip to my husband, even if he's been told 100 times. Yes, Carol. There's a lot of people who feel exactly like you. There are people who are freaking out. Like Avian says, no, I'm with Eimear. I need my packing list. Wouldn't trust my nearest and dearest to pack for me. But then Dee says, I would love a surprise holiday. You could say pack for a week in a warm climate, cold climate, whatever. You don't have to say where precisely. Eimear's still not convinced. Let's go to the voice notes that come in. Carmel's got one for us.
The same thing. Didn't go to Dubrovnik, but we did go to Kilkenny. Our good friend Anita surprised us, organised a bus, and we had such fun, all trying to guess where we were going. Had a brilliant night. Absolutely great fun, and it really is the best thing to do.
There you go. Surprise trip to Kilkenny. Can't argue with that. Dave's been on as well.
As part of getting engaged last year, which was a surprise, I tried to surprise my other half by bringing her just to Ballina. That's all, from Galway to Ballina. And she broke me with a week to go with questions. How long are we driving in the car? What day are we going? When are we coming back? How long is it going to be? And by eventually breaking down some information I felt I had to give her, she figured out we were going to Ballina. So some people aren't built for surprises. They can't take it.
No, you're right, Dave. And I wouldn't try and surprise my wife. Like, we've gotten to the point in our relationship now where anything like that amount of effort, she's looked at me going, why are you bothering to do this? Like the other day, she broke a mug and, you know, one of her favourite mugs. And I went to myself, ooh, I'll buy her a mug as a replacement. And I went, no. Whatever mug I buy her will be the wrong mug.
She's very specific about her mugs.
And I was just like, you know what? I think I'll just leave that be. Patty understands, though, why I would be a good person to be surprised on holiday.
Dave gets brought off on a surprise holiday. It's just shorts, Metallica t-shirts.
You're absolutely right. Like, all I need to know is, do I need to bring a Metallica hoodie if it's cold, because I mean the shorts are staying on no matter where we're going. So then, yeah, you're onto it, Fatty. There's so many differing opinions coming in. I love this. So you've got people like Arimer and Amanda who feel the same way.
Oh my God, Dave, no way. That would be actually my worst nightmare. Like, I need to know every single detail. No way. And having someone pack your case for you. Oh my God. Not in a million years. And I mean, it's literally be the same as just blindfolding me. Like, not. No, no, no. No to all of it. No.
So Amanda does not want a surprise holiday, whereas Kira...
Dave, lads, I definitely let my husband pack my bag as long as he's taking me away anywhere. Don't care. On a train, a plane, a car, anywhere. Anywhere, as long as I get a holiday. Wouldn't bother me in the slightest.
I hear you.
Even if I only had a change of underwear and a toothbrush. That's it. You're happy. You can buy whatever you like when you're on holidays.
That's exactly it. You just do anything, whatever you want. But let's find out. Do they go well? Okay, so Fiona's in Kilkenny. Hi, Fiona.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Good. Have you done a surprise holiday?
Yes, I planned a surprise holiday for my husband. I've always been trying to get tickets for the New Year's Eve concert in Vienna, you know.
Oh,
and it's impossible.
Yes, I've heard of that.
It's impossible to get into it. So they do one in the summer in Schönbrunn, so I got tickets for that. And I decided to do a surprise for our wedding anniversary, and we went, had it all packed, ready to go.
Now, and you hadn't, you just told him you were going somewhere. You hadn't told him where, yeah, or anything like that.
It
and
was a surprise.
Did he pack his case? Did he know it was going to be warm? What was the story?
No, I kind of did it for him, but he was happy to, whatever. It didn't bother him at all. It was just, he was delighted. He didn't know where he was going. And the morning we were ready to go to the airport, car, bags in the car, and my phone was on the counter, and my childminder sent me a text saying, enjoy Vienna, have a great time. And it popped up in front of him and he read it.
No, he saw it, did he?
Yeah. So he laughed his head off, but I was going mad. But we had a great time anyway.
I suppose the childminder didn't think he was going to read the text message.
No,
fairness,
of course
fairness.
No. But
look, come here. I know the surprise wasn't when he got to the airport or when he landed, but was he happy with the surprise?
Oh, yes, delighted. Absolutely delighted, yeah. Yeah, it went really well. We had a great time and the concert was amazing. Absolutely an amazing thing to do, yeah.
Right, so the summer concert in Schönbrunn in Austria is the one you recommended,
the
right?
Orchestra, yes.
Okay, yes, absolutely brilliant, Fiona. I'm glad you had a good time, even though the surprise was mildly ruined.
It was.
Right.
But it was great anyway. Thank you.
That's the main thing. See you later, Fiona.
You.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Mullingar, we're going to find Kelly. How are you, Kelly?
Hi, how's things?
Good. Who did you surprise?
Yeah, my husband, for his 30th.
For his 30th, brilliant. Right, so what was the crack?
Yeah, so his two best friends were going skiing and we kind of said, oh, no, we don't have money to go. In the end, I surprised them with going skiing, so...
Wow! And did you manage to, like, save up the money? Because obviously, if you said collectively, you didn't really have it.
Yeah, saved up the money.
Ah, that's so brilliant.
Yeah.
Go on, talk us through the surprise bit then. So when did you tell him?
I woke him at like 3 o'clock in the morning to get ready and get into the car to go to the airport.
What? He didn't even know he was going on the day?
No.
If my missus woke me at 3 o'clock in the morning and said we're going to the airport, I think she'd lost her mind.
Oh, he thought the house was being robbed. Yeah.
Okay, so when did he start trying to guess on the way?
Oh, yeah, the whole way up. So I had the suitcases in the car. He had, I don't know, 5 aside the night before, put the suitcases in the car that he didn't see them, had my brother-in-law try on all the skiing gear.
Oh, of course, because the skiing gear has to fit.
Yeah. So had all that sorted. The whole way up in the car, he was guessing. He thought we were going to the Liverpool United match. He thought we were going to the Conor McGregor fight in Vegas. So still didn't know when we got to the airport, walked in to get breakfast, and there were his two best friends.
Oh, so he knew because they were going skiing?
Yeah. So then he knew.
And where did you go, by the way?
We went to Italy. We came back and COVID hit.
Oh, wow. At least you got it done.
Exactly, yeah.
Here. He must have just been so blown away, though.
Oh, he was delighted, yeah.
See,
so we were over there for his actual birthday.
That's the thing.
So
and
it was lovely.
It is lovely, and it's so nice that people are doing this for other people. I think it's so romantic and nice to surprise someone in your life. Now, look, they have to be the kind of people that wouldn't mind a surprise. I could be as romantic as I wanted and surprise my missus, and I'd be getting divorce papers, I think, if I tried it. So at least you knew he was going to be up for it. That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Kelly, that's class. And has he returned the favour yet?
No.
I'm still waiting.
Right, okay. Well, yeah. I might drop him a hint or two. Send me on his number, I'll send him a text. All right, Kelly, thanks a million.
Okay, cheers.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.